Okay, guys, just quick notice before the before this podcast starts. I know you're probably waiting for me to shout hello, peoples of the internet, or good morning, or depending when you're watching this, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Ross Adderboy, Told Adderboy Radio, and today, no, I've watched that so many times I can redo the intro, but I'm just saying, I know it's been 2 weeks wait since the last podcast, and I know you're still dying to wait for 50 minutes of me shouting to you about debts and stuff. But I really am sorry, there was just a problem, a crap bit, basically, all you heard was this. Yeah, no, I'll just ruin 5 seconds of the audio, but I don't care. Yeah, basically all you could hear was that. Yeah, so I'm sorry, it will go back to weekly uploads, and I'd just like to touch on something first. YouTube, I think it might help out the channel. So what I'm going to do is after this video, after this podcast, next podcast, is also going to be uploaded to YouTube at the Pokemaniacs. So it's just the Pokemaniacs with an S on the end, though. I will change it, but not yet. I haven't got around to it. It's just red with a T in the middle, and you'll soon see the podcast come up, and I'll start popping them out every week. Of course, I'm not going to go like PTCG Radio and do that kind of stuff, because one, Ross does that, and if I was going to do it, I was going to do deck building. Two, I don't have the ideas. And three, I just don't think it'd be popular enough. I only started this podcast to send it to my friends, my Pokemon friends, just to learn if you get better. And James, because he's terrible at the game. Like, sorry. But yeah, he doesn't grasp the concept of deck building. Not the reason why this channel, this podcast is related to deck building, why the whole thing is about building good decks, new meta, and strong new strategies that nobody has thought of, but it's just one thing I'd like to touch up on. So yeah, sorry about the wait, guys. Yep, I will be uploaded to YouTube, the Pokemaniacs, with an S on the end. If you can't find it, just put an S on the end. You should be able to find it. It's just a red T. I don't think anybody else is called the Pokemaniac or the Pokemaniacs. So yeah, you should be able to find it pretty easily. Anyway, guys, enjoy the video and goodbye. Hello, peoples of the internet. I am Josh from Pokemaniac. Sorry if you can hear any noise. My sister, being my sister. If you can't, then I'll probably waste 10 seconds of this. But anyway, we've got a pretty good podcast lined up for you today, guys, today. We, of course, are, as I mentioned in our last podcast, doing crazy decks that I have just thought of. I did say it was Celestial Storm. But I just thought, my mind just keeps racing off in different directions. And soon, I had a ton of different deck lists ready. And also, just to add in, I'm going to be making, on this podcast, just myself, I'm making a wishy-washy GX deck list. So from not even knowing what wishy-washy GX does, I've forgotten, to having a whole 60-card deck list. Pretty cool. Now, okay, where do I start? Okay, I have got what I'm doing here, but I've kind of forgotten. Was I meant to transition, or did I have anything to say? I had something to say, didn't I? I think so. Anyway, I'm just gonna go on. So, yeah, okay, guys, in 3 days from now, I'm just recording. So today, this recording is Sunday, the 10th of June. So on the 14th of June, guess what's on? You probably answered World Cup. Well, it is the World Cup, and that's pretty awesome. I love football, you know, football and Pokemon, two main things. Along with, I guess, car racing, F1 and stuff. But these two are still the most important things in my life. So yeah, I am going to be watching every single game. I also made my World Cup fantasy team on thesun.com. You can do it. Email me if you've done it. If I get 2 people, I might even start a league, then my dad could join and everything. And it could be fun, you know. But, sorry, it just started. It started for a second. I didn't know if it was actually recording. It's pretty cool. Yep, you're still getting my audio. Okay. So, yeah. You can make it on Sun. Just search Sun Fantasy Team and it makes a World Cup squad. I got a really nice squad, like a really, really nice squad. And I still got 1 million left, but I'm not going to spend it.
Anyway, on today's news, courtesy of mainly PTCG Radio, but this is non-PTCG Radio stuff here. We have two tournaments going on. We've had, of course, Madison Regionals last week, and we have also had the lovely Japanese National. The only difference is I could understand what they were saying in Madison. I had to listen to this guy translating everything for Japan. It was kind of hard. But, yeah, so winning decks for Madison. I've forgotten for Japan. Whoops. Oh, something just dropped. Anyway, oh, come on, why do I keep hitting that? Anyway, in Japan, we had the first Rayquaza GX win. Remember, Rayquaza is legal in Japan. So was Stephen's Resolve. And I really want to see if Stephen's Resolve, Stephen's Decision, whatever you want to call it, I'm calling it Stephen's Resolve, until I get a proper translation. And even then, I probably will keep calling it Stephen's Resolve. But Stephen's Resolve played a very good role in those decks. And you can see most of them are opting to play Stephen's Resolve over Bridget, which I think was a pretty good touch. Because I'm considering putting Stephen's Resolve instead of Bridget in my deck, Dust Main, Magma Zone. I was considering telling you my deck list in this podcast, but I decided no, I've gone for too long. So yeah, in Madison, we also have that I didn't actually watch much of both of them. I did see bits. I did see some bits, not much. Madison, well, Evil Salad was there. Shout out to Evil Salad, he's pretty cool. Forgot what he was playing. But yeah, Madison, we had that crazy Alolan Exeggutor deck. The Alolan Exeggutor Zoroark. Which I think is a hilarious deck, and I want to make one. I want to try and make a deck list. I can't find a deck list at the moment. I'll have to find it, but I'm going to try and make a list of my own. So, yeah, that's pretty good. I actually think I have some Alolan Exeggutor TXs. Let me check. I think it's in my pre-release. Shit. Did I play Alolan Exeggutor? No, I didn't play Alolan Exeggutor. I'm sure I've got Alolan Exeggutor somewhere. Oh, now I remember what I dropped was for. It has just random cards in. Look, I'm sure I've got an Alolan Exeggutor somewhere. Excuse me if this isn't very good audio. You just wanted to listen to my beautiful voice, doll. Okay, yes, I have got one. On one Exeggutor line. Anything else? Anything cool on the show? A reverse Lycanroc? That's pretty cool. Oh, that's pretty cool. Crobat. You see, I'm basically digging for gold right now. I have no clue what's in here. And a random notepad I've never used. Good pressure wake. A whole microphone like, ooh, oh yes, look at this. Firstly, this Shaman looks adorable. This is from Ultra Prism. And I've got an Ultra Space. I wonder how much they're selling Ultra Space for. You've seen the Ultra Beast decks, most of them playing it, especially Beast Box. Beastbox is one deck that I'd like to play someday. One, because I think it's fun. I wouldn't play it over Malmarks and Necrozma because I want to try that deck. But I know. I don't have one of them I don't have one of them crazy cool PTCGO creator things where I get every card like Dark Integral Gaming does. Pokemon, if you're listening, yeah, you can give me one. That'd be pretty cool. I'll start streaming and stuff. Make YouTube videos. Nah, this isn't going to get that popular. I probably should put my pre-release kit back in its case. Okay. With those two, we have Tornadus GX that's been released, which does 123 colourless energy. It isn't a good card. I'm just going to say that. It was not a good card. Given out at Japanese tournaments, including Japanese National, I believe. It's been given out for a while. We finally got an English translation of it. Well, it's only 400 of it. It's called Player Ceremony. Allows you to draw two cards and then your turn ends. Personally, except from a standpoint of, oh my gosh, I want to get cool cards. Why would you use this in a competitive point of view? There was that old card that was given out, like Winner's Festival, something like that. And that allowed you to draw cards until you had seven cards in your hand. So basically, basically the ultimate type of artillery. But your turn ends. So yeah, you could use that turn one. I can't remember if that saw play. I don't think it did see play. No, I didn't see that much play. But there's only 400 of these that exist. So if you got one, you got your hands on a rare card. Imagine if they did like a secret rare variant of that. Oh man, that would be a lot of money to get one of them. Tornadus GX, which before you go out of the way and go, oh my gosh, this is pretty cool. It's weak to Buzzwole and only has 108 HP. I don't really need to tell you why. I don't really need to tell you the difference between 180 and 190. Spoiler alert, a lot. Because 190 means you're not getting KO'd. It's much harder to get KO'd by Buzzwole if you're 190. Every good card is above that. Well, except for some decks. But most decks are above that 180 mark. Of course, you've got Zoroark, that's 210. Boswell's 190. Ultimate Necrozma's 190. Dustbane Necrozma has 190. Trying to think of other cards that I can think of. Gardevoir has 230. Not that that's really relevant in the format, though. Yeah. Most competitive cards come from the standpoint of can it beat the meta? And if it can get out to 190 and it can withstand a Buzzwole attack, then it's good. This is 1-8 and is weak to Buzzwole. Spoiler alert, this isn't a good thing. Now, for one lightning, you can search your deck for an electric energy. Why would you use this again? Why would you research your deck for a lightning energy and attach it to any Pokemon? What would you use this for? So I'm trying to think. I don't know, but if any of you think of an idea, that's pretty cool, email me, thepokemaniac9@gmail.com, you can tell me what you think. The first Zeraora card is coming out, Zeraora GX is coming in Sun and Moon 7A, which is Lightning Spark, or our Sun and Moon 8 set, which we don't have the name of right now, for us in England, in Japan, it's Sun and Moon 7A. This is the first set to come up after rotation, so we're only talking rotation and post-rotation cards. So only Sun and Moon cards I'm going to be talking about for this one. It has 180 HP, which, like I said, is brilliant. It is an Ultra Beast, which is that bad. Retreat cost of 2, which means a skateboard doesn't give it free retreat. But you'll see why that doesn't matter in a moment. I'm not talking about choice. I'm not talking about Floatstone, because that'll be out by the time this comes out. But the thing is, it is weak to Buzzwole, but it has 190, which makes it a little bit better. Still can get KO'd. Seems like every electric type is weak to Buzzwole. Why does it have to be? Now, for every Pokemon that has lightning energy attached, every Pokemon that has lightning energy attached to it has free retreat. So don't worry about playing a skateboard with it. You get a free retreat. Some of you might remember the, was it Manaphy EX that's seen playing like Lapras decks, which gives all Pokemon with a water energy attached free retreat. You saw it in Greninja sometimes, in Empoleon, if you're rich. I'm not rich, so on my PTGR, I don't play Empoleon with Manaphy. But yeah, it gives you free retreat, which is good. Zekrom DX does 80 for a colourless, but only if your opponent is a GX or an EX. Many GXs, but yeah. Okay, I think that's all the news. Yeah, it's all the news. Okay, now I'm going to get on to some deck lists now. I've got three here, and I'm going to make up that. I'm going to make a deck list with you guys. I'm going to make the thingy deck. Got what it's called. Wishwater GX deck. Okay, so starting off with a card coming out in Celestia Storm. Finally, after it meant to be coming out ages ago, with a pin box. I'm still waiting on that pin box. I really want that pin box. Tapu Lele. Now, we have got the fairy type of this. We have got the psychic type for some weird reason. But Tapu Lele for one psychic energy. I'm talking about psychic variant here. For the fairy variant, it's from fairy energy. Likes to rearrange damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon. So the thing is, I have seen Stinger Spread, which is basically the same version of this. But I'm giving Lele bench bread. You spread all the damage. You get Lele to just smash it onto one Pokemon and prize. Okay, so we play four Lele's. And by Lele, I'm going to say Lele GX's when I talk about this deck because they're different, because there's a difference. So four baby Lele's, I guess. Two Lele GX's. We play four versions of Tapu Koko. For a DCE, Tapu Koko does 20 to every single Pokemon on your opponent's side of the field, which is a pretty good attack. Also has free retreat, which is cool. Latios, you play four of that. You might remember in that winning deck list, I can't remember where it was, of Greninja and what's it called again? Greninja Latios. That was a pretty good deck list for a color synergy. Latios allows you to search your allows you to do 30 damage to the bench, which is always good. Of course, you might be thinking, why not just play Tapu Koko? Thing is, 30 is a lot different than 20. Now, one thing that might sound a bit weird to you, but bear with me. We're going to play two copies of Boswell GX from Crimson Invasion. Now, I don't really need to tell you guys, but 30 damage for a single energy, 30 damage for the bench as well. If I'm doing bench spread, I want that. But the thing is, I hear you guys saying, George, how do you get that energy onto it all the time? Now, a new card coming up in Celestial Storm that might or might not be good. I'm going with it's not going to be played that much, but I'm playing it anyway because I feel like it. And because you don't really have any, you can't really tell me what to do with these because you're not here. That sounded mean. No, keep watching, please. I do care about your opinion. So, yeah, Rainbow Paintbrush, which you might have heard of, or Rainbow Brush, depending on what it's called. Play two of these. Allows you to, basically, you can swap your energy, but into your deck. It's an energy switch, but for the deck. So obviously, I play two fighting energy, two strong energy, just in case. You know, I do want a good attacker here. So, yeah, I can just pilot Psychic onto it and paintbrush into a fighting. Now, it's only for basic energy, remember? Well, I don't actually think it is. I don't know. But anyway, it will work. Now, of course, we play your normal 4 Cynthia, 4 and 3 Sycamore, because they're big three. They're played in almost every deck. Well, I only play 3 Cynthia in my deck. Well, this is a bit over the top on the draw supporters, the deck I've got. Well, the deck I made, I mean. But yeah, I think it's worth it. I have a lot of free space, so I decided to add it in. Okay, so we also have two Bridget, obviously. We're playing Lele GX, so why wouldn't we? Four Nest Ball to search out, because all of these are basics. I just search them out with Nest Ball. If I don't get a Lele in the opening hand, I don't really care. We also play two Mysterious Pressure to get the Latios, the Lele's, and the Lele GX's out. Basically, it's like Ultra Ball, but allows me to I need to discard one energy. Four Max Elixir to get the energies on. Of course, if you whiff too many Max Elixirs, then that's annoying, but play four. Should be getting at least three of them. And two Guzma because, yeah, it's good. I also play one Floatstone because Coco does have free retreat, but I need one on the Lele. And normally I only play one Floatstone. I'm also playing Guzma. Like, I don't see the point of playing more than one Floatstone. You only ever need one. It's like before when people were saying you only need one Bridget. You do. Some people play one extra just in case. I also play two Choice Band just to get those KOs. Like, just to get more damage on those GXs. Then you've got to remember, except for Boswell GX and Lele, but you're not going to be playing with Lele, you're only attacking with one prize attacker, so you're not going to get any two prizes coming in. There's not going to be a moment where, like, oh my gosh, he's taking two prizes in one turn. Except if it's Boswell. Boswell's beefy, man. He can just go, pew, dead. He's not going to get one hit KO'd anytime soon. Maybe Dust Mane Corrosion or something, but chances are he's not going to get KO'd. Now, in energy, 8 psychic, 4 DCEs, 2 fighting, and 2 strong. pretty self-explanatory why I've included all of them. Now, I don't have gameplay of this deck because, you know, I'm poor. Like I've said, I don't have that great thing on BTCGO. But after taking a while to get this deck ready, I think it looks like a strong list. And I would be happy to play this deck. I think it could be quite fun. Now, going on to deck number 2, and I've just realised that I've only done 20 minutes, and I need to do at least 30. So, we've gone on to another deck that I think could be quite fun. And I'm calling this a Alolan Beastbox, because it's basically Beastbox, but with Alolan type. Now, if you guys have been keeping up with any fire deck, there are two Marowaks you see. You have Burning Boomerang Marowak, which I actually have, which allows you to do, which allows you to attach energies, energy acceleration. Here, let me guess, get one out. I've got one. I've actually got one on my table. This doesn't happen normally, just saying. I know it has happened before with that, with the Alolan Exeggutor, but this doesn't, I don't normally have these cards. I'm doing for all these paper cards because I can't be bothered to buy real ones. Yeah, my dad doesn't play with, my dad, this is my dad's deck, but my dad doesn't play competitive, so we don't care. He's happy just playing with paper, and plus it's way cheaper. Come on. Here we go. Alolan Marowak. My Burning Boomerang isn't the one you use. Okay, Dance of Flames. For each energy attached to your opponent's Pokemon, attach a fire energy card from your discard pile to your Pokemon any way you like. Yeah, and you see that plays with Ho-Oh, because this is kind of a Ho-Oh deck. I can't lie, half of these cards are made out of paper. Still, it's a decent Ho-Oh deck. It was made before I realised how competitive Pokemon battling work. I just knew Ho-Oh is a good deck, let's make a Ho-Oh deck, and it was a bad deck. It doesn't work that well. Although Dustman Crossman is weak to Ho-Oh. So sometimes he ends up winning, not because he's got a good deck, because, well, I'm weak. So, yeah, the other Alolan Marowak you see is the Limbo Marowak. But I've forgotten what it does. For a double colour center, you can do things, which is always what I like to hear in an attack. Now, the other thing is that for no energy, it's an Alolan attack, remember? So you don't pay no energy cost for it. You do 20 damage times the amount of Ultra Beast. Not Ultra Beast, that's Beast Box. I mean, Pokemon that have Alolan in their name. So the plan is you pile up your bench with as many Alolan Pokemon as possible. And how do we do that? We just smash in as many Alolan types as possible. So I'm just going to go through the Alolan types to play. Obviously, Alolan Marowak. You also play Alolan Grimer. I mean, Alolan Muk. I just got an evolution line wrong. I put the Alolan Muk evolved into Alolan Grimer. That doesn't happen. Nope, I'll swap these two round. Okay, well, yeah. Alolan Grimer into Alolan Muk. Alolan Muk stops all abilities of basics, stopping Diancie Prism Star. Also, of course, they are still going to get a KO on you. Without Diancie Prism Star, don't really need it, but that's still pretty good. A lot of basics, like, I probably should think of some before. It just seems like I'm trying to waste time, which I'm not, I promise you. Come on, Josh, think of good deck. No, okay, I'm stumped. It's just for basic abilities, which is always good because you always want to make sure that you're shutting off one of the three types of evolutions abilities, which is good. Okay, you also play Alolan Vulpix. Three of Alolan Vulpix and one Alolan Ninetales. Alolan Ninetales is immune to EXs and GXs, many GXs because EXs are going out the format. Alolan Vulpix, we play more of it because Alolan Vulpix has the awesome attack that allows you to put two Pokemon from your deck into your hand. Basically, you're getting yourself 40 damage on that attack by getting two Alolan type, We don't actually play any Lele's in this. Okay, now, we do need a backup attacker, so, well, who better than our favourite Gen 7 meme Pokemon, Alolan Exeggutor? Yeah. We've had a lot of meme Pokemon. We've had Stunkfish. We've also had Gumshoes and Young Goose. But that's not really the point. We've also got Mudkips. We've also got Bidoof. Did I say that right? I don't know. Don't quote me on how I said that. But yeah, we've had a lot of meme Pokemon. But Alolan Exeggutor is surely one of them. I remember this time when I was on one of PTCG Radio's streams, and he was playing Expanded, and Exeggutor Zoroark is good in Expanded. So this was before Forbidden Light was even out. So yeah, Exeggutor GX with that, because there's an execute in X and Y something or other. So, well, it's not legal now, but it has, if this Pokemon's a discard pile, put it onto your bench, which is always good. So I've forgotten the name of the deck, sorry. But yeah, it's something like that. Sorry for ruining 25 minutes of your life. Anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna fall. So yeah, you need a backup, and that's your backup. Because Alolan Exeggutor, remember, allows you... Well, I forgot to finish up the story PTC's Reddit. I don't care. Anyway, it's my stream. Podcast. Okay, so Alolan Exeggutor, 30 times the amount of different types of energy. Discard pie, you can only do up to 120 in this way. 150 with a choice band. And we know that from Zoroark, that's a good deck. I mean, yeah, good deck. That 150 is a good amount of damage to do. To a GX, 120 to a non-EX, GX. So, yeah, we know this is good. We know that 150 is a good number to hit. And hitting this on a one prize attacker is good. Now, we have Pikachu and Alolan Raichu, only Alolan Raichu because it has that ability that allows you to paralyze your opponent. Alolan Sandshrew and Alolan Sandslash, one line, because... Alolan Sandslash allows you to draw an extra card. Alolan Meowth times one because Alolan Meowth does nothing, but we need extra Pokemon just in case. I had an extra Pokemon space at the end, so I decided just to add in another Alolan Meowth. Now, trainers, we play two Bridget because we need to get those basics down. Four Evo Soda because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 7 of our Pokemon need to evolve first. 2 Cynthia, 3 Sycamore just to get the Engine Discard, 4 Ultra Ball to get the Engine Discard, 2 Nest Ball to get the basic, 2 Choice Band, and 1 Guzma. We don't really need Floatstone because, yeah, we're only playing 1 Guzma. Now, the energy, of course, this is a bit different because we need different things. So, we play 3 CCE so that we can get a lot of Marowak's attack. Remember, it's only for a double colorless energy. 3 grass, so we can get Alolan Exeggutor's attack. And then we play let me figure this out. 5 other types of energy. We play 1 dark, 1 fire, 1 water, 1 steel, and 1 psychic. We were gonna play fighting and lightning, but we didn't have space. Now, just a quick note, if you are playing this deck expanded, I would suggest swapping the Nest Balls for Skyfield, because Skyfield allows you to have 8 bench space, and just judging from Zoroark, that's a good, because that allows you now to do 20 times 8, that's 160, 190 with a choice fan now. So yeah, amazing. Okay, so now we're actually onto our third deck, which has come up much faster than I expected. So this is, oh, come on, why does everything keep falling? This means that I might actually have a smaller podcast than I thought I would. But anyway, this deck is made up entirely of trainer cards. There's no energy. Well, there is a few Pokemon. But if you've seen the new Mr. Mime, Magic Odds and Magic Evens, Mr. Mimes, they are pretty cool. And what better way than to make them into the modern Seismito deck? Basically to disrupt. Now, we play two of the Magic Evens and two of the Magic Odds and one lone Vulpix just to get them out just in case, but only one. So we only play five Pokemon. Now, if you don't know what Mr. Mimes, the two Mr. Mime GXs do, coming out of Champions Road, or Celestial Storm, I believe, for us, it means, basically, Magic Evens, you can't be attacked by even number of attacks. I did quote marks around evens because all of the attacks are evens. So you actually only, you're getting immunity from 220, 240, like you're getting every kind of even number attack, if you will. And Mr. Mime GX, Magic Odds, does the opposite, does the same for odds. And the thing is, the way it's worded is that each Mr. Mime GX cannot be damaged by attacks that are thingy. Now, if we have the odds and the evens, we're pretty much immune. So the plan is, we play 55, yes, 55 trainer cards just based on disruption. Go, ha, 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 you failed. So we play four Bridget to make sure we get those cards down. Four Nest Ball. Now the plan is that we have an eat Magic Evens and a Magic Odds Mr. Mime, so they can't use them out of the situation and take a prize. Four red cards to get them down to four cards. Four judge to get them back down to four cards. Four enhanced hammer to get rid of all special energy. Four Guzma to basically trap them in a situation where they've got to retreat. Four crushing hammer for basic energy. Four delinquent, so we discard stadium and then we discard something or other. Got two cards for your opponent's deck, I think it is. Four Pokemon catcher, basically the same as Guzma, except it's on the coin flip, and we don't have to switch our Pokemon. Four Ryan to basically make sure they're never safe. Four Field Blower to get rid of all those tools. Four Copycat, because we just need a bit more stuff. We'll do our four Lysander Labs, which is an alright card, actually. I've got one here. Like I said, this never normally happens, but I've got it right here. Each Pokemon tool in play, both yours and your opponent's, have no effect. I don't play any Pokemon tools, so I'm pretty much set for life on this. Basically, get rid of stuff like Float Stone, Choice Band, although Choice Band isn't that effective anyway, still going to be safe. Four Escape Rope, because Escape Rope just means that I can sort my Pokemon. I don't know why I need to do that. I also swapped my opponents. So, yeah, this is. I think it swaps my opponents. I haven't. Have I got one? Oh, weird. This is really just turning into me showing off all my Pokemon cards on the podcast. Nah, I'm not checking. I believe I've got one. It just swaps Pokemon or something or other like that. Four Super Rod just to get the Mr. Mime GXs and all of the train. And just get Mr. Mime GXs back in. Okay, so that's Mr. Mime Disrupt, and now we're only 30 minutes in. So, like I said, let's make myself a wishy-washy GX deck. Now, I'm not going to do this now because I really want a break. So, yeah, I'll be back in a second. Well, for you, it will be a second. For me, it'll be a while. So, okay, guys, I'm back, and I've decided that I can put random music on for me to listen to while I do this. Okay, now I need a wishy-washy GX deck. So I'm just getting a pen. Oh, it's down there. Okay, so yeah, wishy-washy GX. I'm doing this in my podcast planning book, PPB. So I need. Let's go. Three wishy-washy GXs. Four wishy-washy. If you've done all wishy-washy does, it gives all wishy-washy GX
30 extra attack and 30 extra HP, which is pretty nice. So yeah, I'm going to be using that. I also need... Okay, now, there's only space for one of the cards, and I'm going to call it a Lele. So Lele GX times two, I guess. Play two Lele. What happens to my music? Next one. Okay, well, my music back. Anyway, let's go with, what should I go with? Okay, so, let's look up which was Jets for a second. I'm just going to find it. Okay, so, which was he? GX. I've got two of these on PTCGO. I'm not completely poor. I've been saving them just in case I can play a deck with them. Okay. One water energy, water gun for 20. Now, free water and double colourless 120, discard special energy. I'm not going to be using that attack. I'm only going to be using that 30 damage attack. Okay, so first thing that springs to mind is energy acceleration. Now, let's say that's all. Okay, if we say that's all the Pokemon we're going to use. So, we're only using 9 Pokemon there. Now, we go on to Trainer. Okay. Now, Trainer can be... Okay, well, first thing that springs to mind is I'm going to play Maxilix. Yep, Maxilix goes to the bench. Oh, I'm still going to play three of them. I'm also going to play... Well... Oh, Brooklet Hill, come on. Brooklet Hill of my stadium. Four of them. Okay. Then Aqua Patch, because that's cool. Times three. I'm thinking of my... I need to think of my of core cards. I need Bridget. So I'll play two Bridget. Guzma. I guess I could play two Guzma. I won't need to choose one for KOs. Let's play Fighting Fury Belt. Just to get extra HP. I'm not going to need much. Yeah, I'll play three of them. I'm not worrying about how much I'm using at the moment. I'll just have to wait to the end. Float Stone for now. 1 second. Yeah, Float Stone's a good option to retreat because Wishiwashi has a retreat cost. Of, wait, what does it? Just let me get back on. Let me just get back on Wishiwashi again. Chances are what you're going to want is you're going to want 4 Wishiwashi on the bench and a spare Wishiwashi. Because Wishiwashi isn't going to actually hit that much. But yeah, Wishiwashi has a retreat cost of 3, which does mean we can use... Heavy Ball, so I'll play two of them. Okay. So, let's have a look through training cards we got here at the moment. Max Elixir, 3 Max Elixir, 4 Brooklyn Hill, 3 Aqua Patch, 2 Bridget, 2 Guzma, 2 Fighting Fury Rock, 2 Floats Down, 2 Heavy Ball. Let's go Nest. 4 Nest Balls. And just for extra, I'll play 2 Ultra Balls. An Apricorn Maker. Now, Apricorn Maker is a card coming in Champions Road, which allows you to search your deck for 2 cards with ball in the name, so Ultra Ball, Nest Ball, stuff like that. Put them into your hand. Okay, 3 of them. What else would we need this deck? Now, we're going to want to get as much damage as we can on that Water Gun attack. Now, we have Professor Kukui. Now, before we talk about Professor Kukui, if we have 2 of them on the bench, if we have a Wishiwashi, and let's say that we've got 2 on the bench, 2 normal Wishiwashi on the bench, That means we're doing an extra. Let me just get the wishy washy again. Sorry to get it. Wishy TCG. Let me have a look. Images. Not that. I need the cool one. The new one. No, I can just see the old one because I can't find the new wishy-washy because, well, technically it is out. So, Celestial Storm? Is it coming out of Celestial Storm? I guess so. I think so. Can't exactly remember. Come on, talk me something here. No, can't find it whatsoever. There is one coming. It is coming out. I know this. Here we go. That's your song, TCG. Wishy washy. Okay, well, it isn't coming up there. It's not coming up in Champions Run. I guess I just have to touch a wishy washy and see if I can find it. Because it exists. I know this. I just can't find it. Come on, let's see what. But. Okay, I'm just searching up. I'm on Ballpedia, by the way. You guys are probably shouting out, because you probably already know it. I've just forgotten. TCG, I don't want to go into the. TCG, I don't want to. Here we go. Wishy washy. TCG. Oh, here we go. Dragon Storm. Is this it? Yeah. Plus 20 HP, plus 20 more damage. So, now if we have two Wishy Washy on the bench, Wishy Washy GX is doing 20 plus 20 plus 20, doing 60 damage. With a Fighting Fury Bucks, doing 70. Okay. Now, of course, if you're playing Expanded, which is just Slyfield here. Well, we're going to get a max hit. If we have four Wishy Washy on the bench, get an extra 80 damage. So we're doing 100 water damage. 110. Okay, we're going to need Takui. How do we do extra damage, though? That is the question. What cards can we use to do extra damage with? So once we've hit 100, okay, we've maxed 130 here. So we want to hit those big numbers. I guess the plan is that you try and get up to Torrental Vortex. Well, I can't remember. Torrential Vortex. I don't know how to say that. So we need a few turns to stall like that. But once we're doing 120, with two on the bench, so we're doing it to 40, 160, 170 with the Fighting Fury Belt, plus a Kukui, we're doing 190, and that KO stuff like Dustmane, Necrozma Ultra, Necrozma and Buzzwole, which I don't really need to tell you, is the meta right now. So that's quite nice. The thing is, we just gotta get there. How do we make it easy to get all of those? We play Skylar times two. The search out star. No, you don't play Skylar, you play Order Pad. Sure, all the pads on a coin flip, but it's not a supporter. I have an order pad here. I know this really isn't what normally happens, but I'm sure I have one here. This never happens on stream, I promise you guys. Maybe this will become a new thing. I'm not rich with Pokemon cards, but I've definitely got more than the average, or I just collect them, guys. Like, yeah, I have a lot. But I never have playable cards. We'll never have cards to come up. No, not here. I never have cards that come up in a podcast. Ooh. A reverse Magmortar and a reverse Rampardo, didn't they? I've a Mount Coronet. Ooh, pretty cool. We should use that Looker Whistle. I'm sure I had one. It'd just me if I lost it. Probably lost it. You know, I probably lost it. I can't find it. New. This. I never have the cards that I'm talking about in a podcast. Hopefully one day I will, but I haven't yet. Okay, so we're going to want energy acceleration, and I guess we need Professor's... We could play... Professor's Letter times 2 and Lady times 2. Lady, most underrated supporter card so far. Well, apart from... No, not apart from anything. Well, maybe Kukui, but 4 energy cards into your hands. That can be played in quite a lot of decks, especially water and metal decks. Yeah, so yeah, most underrated support card of all time. I play 3 of it, and because I've got my Dust Metacross deck here, like I said, this never happens, but I have got not just one, but 3. Sure, I know it's kind of pointless because you can't actually see anything in the podcast, but still, pretty cool to know that your boy has got them. Your boy. I'm turning into Guzma now. Yeah, boy. Hi, guys, it's your boy, Guzma. Yeah, I was at school the other day, and we did this. We had to write our names on the books. We were in groups, and everybody wrote their normal name, and then I put, and your boy, Josh. I'm not becoming Guzma. Although, at the start of the year, I did write hashtag Team Litten. Hashtag Team Litten. If any of you guys are out there, sorry, but I am Team Litten. Rally is the most popular one, but still, sorry, Team Litten. Don't leave the podcast just because of that, though. Anyway, yep, I've got 2 ladies, 1 reverse lady, but this isn't going to be a whole card collection showcase. It's me trying to finish off a Wish Wish deck. So, yep, we'll play 2 ladies. Now, we do need a lot of water energy, so let's count up. So, we've got 9 Pokemon, and now we've got 3, 7, 10, 12, 14, 15, no. No, 17, 19, 21, 25, 27, 30, 33, 35, 37, 39. So we've got 39, and then we just have to add the energy in. Now, water energy mostly splits into 2 parts. You've got normal water energy, and then you've got splash energy. Splash energy, if you're a Greninja player, then 1, most Pokemon players hate you. And 2, yeah, you know exactly what this card does. I play on Polion and PCTO because I'm poor. Doesn't even have any Lele's in. Speaking of Lele's, I've got enough money to buy a Lele. I'm going to buy one. I've been saving up for ages. I know it sounds sad, but I don't actually go to leagues. I've been saving up. I get 2 Lele's and I finish up my Dust main deck. Oh, whoops. Nope, don't do this. Don't do this. Am I still recording? Oh. Please say yes. Phew, it's still recording. And I'm 41 minutes in. So yes, it's turning into a good podcast. I was having my mum and sister nag about me for going on for too long. They're like, my podcasts are only 10 to 15 minutes long. And then I watch a video and I'm like, yeah, you can watch your podcast. This one's 2 hour long. This one's a bit more reasonable, like 50 minutes. And then you see me watch PTCG Radio and Super Podcast. They've got 50 minute podcasts, a 2 hour podcast, and I watch all of them. So yeah, you can pretty much say they're wrong. It's fine. Anyway, we need to do energy. So splash energy allows you to bring all of your cards and. If the Pokemon gets KO'd, you bring the cards into your hand. That's what we want. So we'll play Splash Now, because this is a special energy, we can only play four of it. One thing I want to say, stupid Pokemon misconception time. There was this time when I thought, you can only play four of one type of special energy. I thought it applied for all special energy. You can play four special energy in your deck. You can play four of any. So I ended up playing a deck where I wanted to make a Boswell deck, and it was Boswell something, forgotten exactly what it was, but it needed DCEs for some reason. So I ended up playing two DCEs and two fight and two strong energies, and I could just play four of both. Of course, I deck isn't a reality. It's just a deck idea I had, and luckily I've gotten out of that habit, and I know now that you can play four of any. So I'll play four splash energy, four DCEs, because if you still don't know what the hell Torrential Vortex is, the Torrential Vortex, 120 damage, discard special energy from your opponent's stacked Pokemon. It's three water and double colour, so obviously we're going to play four double colours. Now, we've done 8. Okay, 39 out of 8. Maths time. That is... Let me just do my math. 47. So we can apply 13 water energy. Actually, nope. We're gonna play 3 times counter. I have no clue why, but it could be useful, I guess. Then we'll play 10 times water. I don't know why, but it could be useful. Now, we've got a Wishy Washy GX list, and everything has gone to plan. Now, I'm just going to run through the list again. We play 9 Pokemon here. We have Wishy Washy GX, normal Wishy Washy, and 2 Lele GXs, because obviously. In the trainer, we have 30 trainers, just like you know from normal stuff. You should, good decks, play half of their decks as trainers. We play 3 Max Elixirs to get those energies on. We play 4 Brooklyn Hill, 3 Aquapat. Let me talk about each of them. 4 Brooklyn Hill to search out Wishy Washies every turn. 3 Aquapatch to get energy from the discard pile onto one of the Pokemon. Energy acceleration again. I don't think you'll find a water deck that doesn't play this. I'm pretty sure the Lapras list have them. 2 Bridget to, well, obvious. 2 Vuzma to swap Pokemon, I guess. 3 Fighting Fury Belt just for that extra buff in the HP and the attack. 40 extra HP, 10 extra attack. Pretty good. 2 Floatstone, 3 Retreat. I know it doesn't go well with Fighting Fury Belt. You can attach them to Wishy Washy, use them as Vuzma. Like, I think the best thing you can have in a setup with, I know I'm going on a tangent here, but Ultimate Crossman Malamar on a Crossman Malamar, I know in different places they're different goods. Like in America, we seem to be playing Dust Mane Necrozma Malamar. In Europe, we seem to be playing Necrozma Malamar. And Japan's just like, we don't care, we're playing Zoroark. And everybody else is like, you're weird, Japan. But then again, they do have Skyfield. But anyway, it kind of seems weird that why, even if Skyfield's amazing, why isn't Empoleon good there? I'm not being biased, because Empoleon's... The only reason why I play Empoleon PTTGR, I'll be real with you, is because it's a decent deck and it's cheap. Before that, I was trying to grind with the Rocksteady theme deck. That didn't go well. Like, it took me 5 days, and I hadn't even got to 2-star it yet. It's just really hard. So I thought maybe printing a copy of the deck list to go in standard will work. I just got smashed again. Like, in MTGO, when you go on standard, there's a 50% chance that you're playing somebody who knows the meta and knows Pokemon and is trying to create a new good deck, or playing an existing good deck to trade better. And then you got the other ones who are just like, oh, this card is shiny, let's put it in a deck. Like, yeah. I played this one deck that was just one EV, one Sylveon GXs. They had 18 milligans, and they were up against my Empoleon. I got three candy Empoleons on turn 2. I had a full bench. Basically, I had everything. And all I had to do was KO their Sylveon, and they just donked. It was like, wow, that was easy. But it doesn't come across often. You don't find it far off. But you do find it, like I'm pretty sure somebody just copied. You know when you start PTCGO, and I realised I've gone off on a giant tangent, I've got exactly where I've been. Oh yeah, we're talking about transport. Somebody, you know when you start PTCGO and you see, you get those decks, like, you get a little Greninja one, which has the Frosty Deer that knows Lick instead of the Water Duplicates one, and, then you get the Fire one, and you get the Electric one. Now it seemed like a 5-year-old kid, and he was like, you, fire power, electric power, combine! And then you just slap them together a load of cards. Well, I can't really say anything. My dad liked fire, so I made him a Pyro deck. The thing is, Pyro's not a playable card, and I'm pretty sure I just played one off of most cards. This was before I learned what competitive TCG was like, okay? Most of the people who do that don't know what competitive TCG is. I do now, and I like to tell you that all of my decks actually work. Well, my dad's holo deck. That's a story for another day. Anyway, So, okay, now, I went on a tangent about PTCGO, and then I was talking about Empoleon, then I was talking about Skyfield, and then I was talking about Zoroark Japan and everything else. Okay, well, why isn't Empoleon good? Because if you're allowing yourself to have 8 bench Pokemon, and let's say your opponent has 5, then you're doing 13 times 20. Now, bear with me here. The maths goes 13 times 20 is 260 damage. You are doing 60 times more than you would be normally, and granted, you're probably only going to fill it up. But you're still doing 160, 190 with a choice band, and I don't really need to go over how much 190 is a pain to get. And then you can do it just like that, just with you having a full bench. That is just quite good. That is amazing, and now we're nearing up 50 minutes, which is pretty good. So, yeah, let me get back to what I was talking about. So, I was just talking about Fighting Fury Belt, about hitting 190, wasn't I? Yeah. Float Stone times... Oh, wait, no, it's already hit. A Heavy Ball, because I figured out which was GX had a Retreat Cost of 3. And if you know PTCG Radio, you know Retreat Cost of 2 is the worst in the game. And 2 rotations. At the moment, you want... after rotations, you want the Retreat Cost of 1, or you want the Retreat Cost of... Oh, you want a free Retreat, like Tapu Koko, like Promo Tapu Koko has. Just because it's awesome. Because Escape Board is the weakened Float Stone of post-rotation. And that only reduces Retreat Cost of 1. Also, it does allow you to retreat during paralyzing and sleep, which is pretty good. But do I think it'll see play? Yes. Will it be as good as Float Stone? No. Okay. Then we go off to Nest Ball, times 4 just to get those normal wishy washies out. 2 Ultra Ball just to get firstly discard the water and use guessing it use Aquapack, and also get more wishy washies out. 2 Apricorn Makers to search for Ultra Balls, Heavy Balls, and Nest Balls. 3 Kukui just to do an extra 20 damage. 2 Order Pad because it's better than Skylar. Of course, when Order Pad springs to mind, as soon as I think of Coinflip, I think of Victini from Shining Legends because that allows us to do again. But this isn't a fire deck, and bench space is a minimum here, so it's kind of bad. Professor Slater times 2 to get those energies. Lane times 2, still the most underrated supporter, to get those energies out again. In the energies, Force Flash Energy to get the Pokemon back. Come on, if you've got 4 Wishy Washy on the bench, then you're doing, then you've got, and you've already got how much HP? Let me press that button. I can't remember. 210 plus 80. That's 290. Plus some Fighting Fury Belt. 300. 300 health. That's pretty good. Sorry for the bad reference there. 300 HP. And then as soon as it gets carried, like, oh, no, I'll pick it back up and do it again. It's pretty good. Now, four DCEs and three counter energy, basically just for the reason that DCEs are pretty good. And counter energy, just in case they start killing your wishy-washy. 10 water energy, because of course you need water energy. And that's the end of the deck. So now, guys, it's time for me to do the end card and put in some plugs, but I don't really have any plugs. Okay, well, guys, thanks for watching. Please, if you want to tell me anything, give me any news or PTTGO codes or anything, or you just want to say, yo, Josh, good work. If you don't want to give me a spam email, that's pretty good. You can email me at thepokemaniacs9@gmail.com. You can also, if you put in the subject line, subscribe or sub, I'll put you in my subscribe squad. And basically, it's like YouTube's notification bell, which I'm pretty sure that should be what the subscribe button does anyway. Why do you have to click two buttons? When I think of subscribe, I think it should notify me when a new upload is out. But no, it doesn't. Also, for my tablet, push notifications on Twitch don't work. So I have to get email. And because it emails me so much, it's responding to the email, basically. I get email. It shows that I've got emailed 8 times, that PTCG Radio has done a new video, or Table Mon's going again, or Rompin' the Poke's going again, which gets annoying after a while. I think the other day I got 16 that Evil Salad was going, and I don't watch Evil Salad that much. Sorry to all you guys who do. I don't really watch him that much. But come on. It's only one thing just because it's been doing again and again, and now I've gone on another tangent. Add that to the tangent count for the video. I think it's on like 7 now. That's the highest it's ever been. Okay, so yeah, email me at thepokemaniacs9@gmail.com. Put subscribe in your manner, and you can part of the subscribe squad. At the moment it's only my dad. I know it's kind of sad, but still. Also, I know I'm kind of interfering with the timeline here, but I'm just gonna get over it. Part of this video has been recorded after the problem I had with it. This part is. And it wasn't just when I said this for real with you. I've been doing it quite a while now. And I just want to say, sorry that everything's gone on. Sorry you've had to wait so long. I really am sorry that you've had to wait. I know nobody's probably going to watch this and care. But still, I am going to go back to weekly uploads. I have no idea what I'm going to do next week. We'll soon find out. But anyway, goodbye, stay safe, and until the next video, I'm Josh, the Pokemaniac, and I'm out.